Neither law nor institutions are in the long run the true protectors of man. Man is a protector of man. Man writes his own laws and builds his own institutions. They are only as good as the men who create them and will last only as long as men will have confidence in them and support them. Therefore, at the heart of the problem of the human condition is man and his attitudes. In this task of affecting attitudes, of making men willing to respect law, to respect the rights of others, we have the major role to play. Our country was once torn apart by the failure of men to believe and to practice the principles of equality. And in recent years, the fabric of our society has come perilously close to the tearing point again because of a failure to live by that principle. The potential for strife is great when some men will not deal with others as equals worthy of dignity and respect and fairness. That potential for strife is latent in the world as a whole and dictates that we in particular, as the strongest of countries, deal with others on a basis of respect, mutual understanding, and compassion for their search for meaningful equality in all of the pursuits of man, economic, cultural, and political. At the same time, we must offer worthy example by solving our own problems of interpersonal relations and demonstrating the potential strength of a multiracial society in which common bonds of humanity transcend all other narrow or parochial considerations.